Scientists at Trinity College in Dublin have been given almost €5 million in funding from Science Foundation Ireland and AIB to set up a centre of excellence in the immunology of COVID-19. The research will try to answer key questions about why some people are more susceptible to disease than others. It will also focus on the design of effective vaccines and novel treatment approaches for the virus. Our science correspondent George Lee has been finding out more. George, there's obviously huge interest in the search for a vaccine. Talk to us, if you would, about what's happening at TCD.
Well, it's a very interesting place to be, actually. I went down there to find out exactly what they are doing, or just get an idea. And, there's a lot of people working in the Trinity Biomedical Science Institute, and particularly in the area of immunology and vaccines at the moment. And they're very excited to get the money that they got, because they have 11 specialty labs down there working on various aspects of science and biomedical stuff. And certainly they're very focused in relation to the work which has been done to try and make a breakthrough in relation to COVID-19. They're working on all aspects of it. They're working on therapies, they're working on vaccines and so on. In those labs, with the money that they've got, they're hoping to hire about 22 new posts. International collaboration is really key. A lot of those new people will come from abroad and elsewhere, so they're going to search the world for people who can help them to help get the answers even better. So that's very interesting. So I spoke to Kingston Mills, who's one of the professors down there, and he's looking at the whole area of vaccines. And what I was interested in, because we know that there's 150 to 170 kind of vaccine efforts going on at the moment in the world. So what exactly were they doing in Trinity College? And what he said is that one of the things they work on is trying to boost the immune system's response, the memory, because when people become or even they may well get antibodies, or they may get a vaccine in relation to COVID-19, will their system remember it? Will their immune system remember it so that the immunity would last? And he said what they're working on is a thing which called adjuvants, basically was the term he used, which boosts the memory of the immune system, which means that if somebody does get a vaccine, that will help it to last for longer. And they work internationally. So I asked him exactly what they do, and this is how he said it.
We're sort of informing them in terms of the way they can do it better. So what's happening right now is it's a very, very quick rush to get a vaccine. And they're using existing technology that they have applied to other infections. And what we're doing is finding ways of refining that, adding to the vaccine to make it more potent, adding these molecules called the adjuvants, which are better than the existing adjuvants, which will make it more potent in terms of the memory response. In other words, that the response would persist for longer and people would be protected for years rather than just months after vaccination.
Kingston Mills talking there about one aspect of their research at Trinity College. What else are they doing, George?
Yes, so Luke O'Neill is working on the area of therapy, Professor Luke O'Neill on therapy. So Kingston is working particularly looking for a vaccine, but that can take time. And in the meantime, what do you do to help people? And one of the things which in Luke's lab they've been doing for quite a while is they've been working on an anti-inflammatory molecule called itaconate, I think is how he pronounced it. And he's very, very excited about this because they discovered it about 2 years ago. It's a very, very potent anti-inflammatory molecule, and it's produced by your own immune system. And what they are looking at is that when people get very sick in relation to COVID-19, one of the big problems is that their immune system is getting inflamed, is getting irritated, it's making very sick, it's building up fluids on the lung, and they get particularly sick. If you can block that, you can give people a hugely improved chance of getting through the disease. So he's very, very excited about the prospect of what that itaconate molecule can do. So he says the whole world is watching at the moment everywhere, that in all of his time in his 35 years in science has never been quite like this. The amount of international collaboration is enormous. It's a really exciting thing to do. They're working with collaborators in Harvard and MIT in Massachusetts, collaborators in Holland and in Belgium. And he says, science really at times is about trial and error. A lot of it is failure, but very excited. So this is how he explained, if not a vaccine, then we've got to go for a therapy.
It's a stepwise thing. Prevention is always better than cure. That's the famous truism. Vaccines prevent, okay? if we can't get a vaccine, it might take time. The worry of side effects is in the back of our minds all the time. Remember, plan B is a therapy for people in hospital who've got the disease. And that could be an antiviral to kill the virus on contact. We never got a vaccine for AIDS. The antivirals work in AIDS. They're tremendous. They kill the virus, you see. And that's another option. And then thirdly, anti-inflammatories. Once the lungs begin to get problematic and the patient can't breathe, give them an anti-inflammatory and save the lungs. And then the patient doesn't die. And dexamethasone did that. 30% effect in that trial, fantastic. So we'll see more and more of this. And the good news is, George, there's so many shots on goal. The analogy I give is like a football match. There's 100 players on the field and they're trying to score a goal. You know, one of them will get the goal in. And can you imagine in September, if a potent anti-inflammatory is discovered, the fear begins to go away. You don't see the scenes we saw in that primetime documentary of people dying in front of the doctor's eyes and they're desperate to save the patient. So an anti-inflammatory will have a role to play in this. And again, we'll take the fear slightly away from this.
George, so much has happened so quickly over the past few months, but obviously there's still an awful lot that scientists don't know about this disease. What's the level of optimism like in Trinity?
I think it's quite high. Now, what Professor Luke O'Neill explained was that he is an optimist, and he's counteracted by his colleague Kingston Mills, who's more of not a pessimist, but I suppose he takes a different approach. So they really balance each other out, and they both seem very happy with the way that that works. So the whole issue is they've got to move very fast, and whether or not that whole issue of getting it into patients, how quickly could they get these anti-inflammatory results into patients? They're talking about they're already in animal trials, and with the drug they're getting very good results, and it could move very quickly into humans and go hell for leather as such. But in terms of optimism, it really bounces off particularly Luke O'Neill. This is how he explained the optimism issue.
Just from my honest to God sort of analytical look at this, we have to be optimistic, George. You've never seen so many vaccines being tested ever, okay? We know a huge amount about how vaccines work. Three of them are in phase three, one's in humans already. There's 170 in total, one of those has to work. If it doesn't, by God, we're unlucky. Let's put it that way. Secondly, the amount of knowledge we have about, in my area, inflammation, the past 30 years, massive knowledge of inflammation. We know all the component parts. We know what might go wrong. We know the cell types. And again, we've drugs to fire at that. So you have to put money on it, let's face it. Because without all that knowledge, what's the use of it in a sense, you see? So you have to be optimistic. And I know the other sign, George, is the drug companies, remember, they're the big boat fighting the shark here, by the way. They've got deep pockets. They're fully on board. They're all collaborating with each other. The vaccine, four drug companies are now collaborating on a single vaccine. Never before in history have four big competitors. It's like Coke and Pepsi joining to make a new product kind of thing, you know? Never have ever seen this. So for heaven's sake, you know. I mean, people ask me, am I being overly optimistic? All I can say is this, I can't think of anything else we should be doing, you know? Everything's been thrown at this, and with a bit of luck, and we still need a bit of luck, we'll get there.
Professor Luke O'Neill, Chair of Biochemistry at the School of Biochemistry and Immunology in Trinity College Dublin. Our thanks to him, also our thanks to Kingston Mills and to George Lee, our science correspondent. It's 8:32.